This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Sometimes a grumpy work is productive. What do you think?
Oh.
Joining us on the line is Alex from the Big Smoke. Alex, tell us, are grumpy workers more productive?
Well, there's an interesting theory about what constitutes a grumpy person. And some people are seen as grumpy but also super, super productive because they're so focused, whereas somebody else who's more lighthearted, friendly, having a chat with everyone in the office could be seen as, you know, wasting time, just having little chit-chats. So the people that are deemed grumpy are actually the ones that are focused on the work. And in fact, a study was done a couple of years ago, and it said that 70% of people who were working back and had everyone in the office leave were able to focus and be more productive because there was no one else to talk to.
Absolutely. Like when I work back late at night, I'm not there because I want to be. I'm there to catch up on stuff. I'm not there for the chat.
Totally.
And then, yeah, it's so subjective. So, it's like, you're grumpy. It's like, because you're annoying me and you're not doing your work, so I have to work hard.
Well, exactly. You're kind of, it's this narrow, alert focus on issues. So, for example, the person who's focused completely on what is happening in front of them isn't going to want to be distracted, but could be perceived by others as being grumpy or a bit moody. The other side of the argument too also is that if you're somebody who's a little bit more grumpy, I would consider myself, to be honest with you, a bit of a grumpy person.
I get that.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just that kind of personality.
Yeah.
And so when something bad happens, so an email comes through that's got bad news, maybe an event happens that's terrible, I'm not as rocked by it. It doesn't impact my day that much. I can navigate it a little bit better. And the research is around people who are a bit more like that are able to accept bad news and not let it throw their day out, whereas people who are really positive and happy feel more distressed by something that, you know, correlates a bad or negative feeling.
And when you're used to terrible things happen, you're like, yeah, take it in your stride.
Well, you're just like, yeah.
That happens.
Grumpy, so yeah, of course
you're
that would
more
work.
Realistic, more grounded sort of person.
Can I share?
Oh.
What makes me grumpy at work?
Mm.
People where I work like to meet, and I have no problem with meeting, you know, being in meetings, but every single meeting is like, it has to go for an hour.
Oh.
And people arrive like, you know, 5 minutes late, and then people leave, you know, early, and it's like, could we just have a half-hour meeting? Like, just get on with it. Like, just drop the pleasantries. Everyone arrive on time, then finish half an hour later, and then get on with our day.
Be productive.
Well, most meetings are so unnecessary that you could just send me an email or a text, first of all. I used to work in a corporation, and I was a manager. I was a big corporate, really big company. And I used to, and this is awful, and this is going to make me look terrible,
but I used to
get my PA to go to the lunchroom when there was a birthday and get me a slice of cake and bring it back to my office so I didn't have to go out and have chit chat with everyone.
Oh, you delegated.
You're like, no, get me the cake. I'm moving on.
Yeah, I just want the cake and shut my door on the way out.
Yeah, but if you're doing your job well, it's like that. You're not hurting, you're not being mean. You're just like, you know,
no,
I'm here to work.
And there is still the argument that you should be able to bond with your colleagues. And I don't think, though, being focused and maybe a little bit of a grumpier person avoids that completely. I think you can still have great relationships. You just work with people better. You're just not standing there talking about coleslaw all day long.
Definitely. Talking about reality TV, I'm like, so I can't
with you, right? I can do it with my friends, but not while I'm at work, yeah.
No, I'm here to work.
You better work.
Well, there you go.
Have you worked in an office, Jax?
Yes, I was a receptionist for 4 years and I almost lost my mind. That's fine.
Were you super bubbly and made, like, rapid conversation with people?
I'd throw people off guard by having a personality and saying some kind of weird things.
Out there things.
And then I accidentally became the food monitor because everyone would go to lunch and they'd obviously walk past reception and people would be like, oh, I'm sorry, I've been bad today. And I'm like, eat what you want. Like, I'm not here to judge you.
Like, or they think you're judgmental.
No, they just feel guilty. I'm like, I don't care.
Eat what you like.
Eat, go away. A lot of grown men having chocolate milk, though, that made me feel weird.
Yeah.
Every day, chocolate milk and a pasty every single day. I'm like, you've got kids, mate. Have some greens.
That's really not healthy.
We've gone off track there, but I do not, I don't work very well in the office environment.
I think you were the police, the food police, actually.
But would your work colleagues have said that you were the grumpy one, or were you the...
You saw my show when I talked about my... I had a breakdown. I did not enjoy that job at all.
You did not enjoy it at all.
I was not fulfilled as someone to go, hello, how are you today? Hello, how are you? Oh, you forgot your pass 7 times in a row? That's okay. And I started yelling at everyone, Alex. I would just yell at everyone.
Oh, no.
And I would have been your office BFF.
Yes, I think we would get along very well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Alex. Looks forward to speaking with you again. In fact, this is Jack's last time because she's off to Edinburgh. So you won't speak to Jack next week, but you'll be speaking to me. So we'll chat to you next week.
It's been lovely.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Ciao.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.